Good day, residents of Sabah. This is Island Governor Jonathan Johnson with an update for Tuesday, April the 14th. Today, the process for the continuation of vital services has begun. I hope the public understands that some requests may take time. Patience and consideration are essential at this time. We are all in this together. You, the people, the island government, and all the essential businesses. Everyone is working hard to provide as much assistance as possible and in a timely manner. I understand that a lot of people are worried about the number of people on the exemption list. I want to take this time to mention once again that everyone needs to be responsible for themselves and their families. Persons on the exemption list have explicit time slots and days to be on the road to execute specific tasks. This time is not a time to socialize or take drives, and these tasks must be carried out, maintaining social distancing and proper hand hygiene. When leaving the house, walk with your exemption form and valid identification. The police have the right to control if you have the appropriate documentation to be on the road within the time and day allotted. In closing, I want to paint a picture of our reality to everyone. We have two positive cases on Sabah, and they have been locally transmitted. The public health team's contact tracing is still ongoing. Today, more tests were also sent out, some for people nearing the end of their quarantine, others because they have called the hospital with symptoms. And moving forward, our test numbers may go up significantly. Contrary to what is becoming a popular misconception, money is not the issue holding us back from implementing a system to do mass or island-wide testing. The availability of sample kits and the possibility to have large numbers analyzed by a lab promptly is a significant challenge not only faced by us on Sabah, but also in the region and throughout the world. Also, the reliability test results vary considerably depending on the type of test taken and when the person was tested. More detailed information will be given about these challenges tomorrow. These cases can be any one of us or our loved ones. Most people come into contact with everyone on a regular day. Do not stigmatize and please respect people's privacy. How the government and businesses choose to continue vital services may be a hiccup here and there. Again, patience and consideration are necessary in these times. The people that are working are also working during a crisis. Sabah, continue to stay safe and stay informed via reliable sources. Your cooperation is appreciated, and we need to continue to endure this fight against COVID-19 on our island. I thank you.